Proverbs chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. The leech has two daughters. Give, give, they cry. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, land, which is never satisfied with water, and fire, which never says enough.
I want to read what I wrote about never enough. But before I say that, we are going through what is known as the wisdom books in the Old Testament. The reason I picked this when I first decided to do a book, them is they were, as a neophyte, I would say as a new Christian, even though I'd been born into a denomination, I was a new Christian. I had prayed to God, and God answered to me in a very specific way. But the parts of the Bible that really I could identify with were the Psalms, were Proverbs, was Ecclesiastes. And what really I found remarkable was the age of most of these writings was something like 3,000 years ago.
Hmm.
And, you know, one of the Psalms says, if you have 70 years or 80, if you have the strength, in other words, the length of your life is at best 80 so years, or it's been extended a little bit, but not a lot. And I said, well, we keep on hearing in the culture that, you know, we're inventing new things, it's a new life, the human being is a new thing. You know, all of this newness that it comes out of modern society and modern technology and all the other things, they're great, but they're not about human nature. Human nature really is pretty implacable and about changing. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. The little baby is going to become an adult someday. They have to be trained up. And just like you said in an earlier recording, they have to be warned away against certain kinds of activities or they'll do them. And that's our freedom, but it's also, you know, it needs to be controlled. But when the purpose of life is reduced to only attempting to satisfy the appetites of the body, I'm thinking now of doctors, for example, or anybody, we ultimately discover that the appetites are insatiable.
Mm-hmm.
Like a rapacious beast, we can never have enough. And I finish with, the leech does have two daughters, and they do cry, give, give.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire within will never say enough. And I can't say this strongly enough. We're able to cover up that ember that is in our heart that wants to really create chaos for ourselves, the imp, the perverse. But I think that one of the things that all of the wisdom, they remind us of our human legacy. I mean, we come from something. That's Genesis. And we have the opportunity, because of the grace of God, to become something else through the cross of Jesus Christ, as you talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think as we teach this, we go through these wisdom passages, Christ is in every one of them. Because human nature is in every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned how human nature hasn't changed in all these generations, and neither has the nature of sin. This is so descriptive here in Proverbs 30. You know, it's like the fire, which never says enough, or land, which is never satisfied with water, a barren womb, the grave, all these things that just keep taking and taking and taking, right? It's like if you're in a large barn full of hay, and you thought, oh, I'm just going to light on fire one strand of hay. The fire says, I am not satisfied. I will burn this whole barn down. And the Bible's telling us here, that's what sin is like. You know, we talked the other day, you had us raise our hands. You remember when they said, don't touch the candle, the flame on the candle, we put our hand through it. Isn't that amazing that this little thing like a fire, a flame, a little taste of sin, we think we can just dabble in it. But if the nature of sin is, if the Bible is correct about the nature of sin, it's going to keep taking and taking and taking. And that is a warning. Like, don't even dabble. Don't even touch that sin, because you will fall into the fire. Ultimately, the fires of hell. This is strong stuff here. It's a strong warning. But So like we said a few days ago, what's the opposite of that? What's the alternative if these things don't satisfy? Well, it's finding Jesus Christ, the one who satisfies our souls, the living water, the bread of life. You know, you take him in and you're satisfied.